Glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. There are people voting in key elections today. Voters in New Jersey are choosing a governor. Republican challenger Chris Christie is running against incumbent Democrat John Corzine. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Republican Bob McDonnell is running against Democrat Cree Deeds. And mayors are being elected in several major cities that include Atlanta, Boston, Detroit, Houston, and New York. A 20-year-old woman whose father allegedly ran over her with his Jeep has died now. Noor al-Maliki was in a coma for about 2 weeks after being run over. She had also had spinal surgery. She and her family moved to Arizona from Iraq. Authorities say that her father thought that she'd become too westernized. The father is expected to face new charges now in what some are calling an honor killing.
This behavior is not Islamic. This person was not acting like the Muslims that every Muslim I've met act. That dishonor consumes that individual such that they act in a way that's barbaric and feel that they're legitimized to end the life of that poor girl.
President Obama throwing his support now behind Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He called Karzai yesterday to congratulate him on winning a second term. Afghan election officials declared him the winner after his competitor dropped out of a runoff. Now, President Obama's deciding if more U.S. troops should go to Afghanistan. Here's a recall that has been ordered for 500,000 pounds of ground beef. The meat is from Fairbank Farms and is linked to a possible E. coli outbreak that's being blamed for two deaths now in New York and New Hampshire. More than two dozen others have become ill. The meat is sold in stores on the East Coast, stores like Trader Joe's, BJ's, and Giant. You can find a complete list, though, on the Department of Agriculture's website. Almost 1 million people are having to find a new way around Philadelphia today. The city's largest transit union went on strike overnight, and that means no buses, no subways or trolleys. In a city and some of the suburbs, talks broke down over pensions and work rules, and transit officials say their offer was competitive. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.